About a dozen volunteers gather in the dining room at Plowshares in Ukiah on a rainy Thursday morning. It's a good 7 hours before lunchtime, but everyone is hoping to get a solid count of Mendocino's homeless population before people disperse for the day. I ride along to rural Potter Valley with Libby Guthrie, the director of McCavin, and Kina Gonzalez, one of her employees. McCavin is an acronym for the Mendocino County AIDS and Viral Hepatitis Network, a harm reduction nonprofit organization that runs a small homeless shelter and the needle exchange program. Guthrie's dog, Finnegan, is along for the ride, so you might hear him chiming in over the sound of the windshield wipers and Guthrie's four-wheel drive as it bounces over the potholes in the road.
What's your plan for Potter Valley?
Going to Hopper's Corner, going to the rodeo grounds, then we'll go up over the ridge.
Across the street from Hopper's, we see a vehicle that looks like someone might be sleeping inside.
Why are we counting that car? What are we using for criteria?
Well, it's in a place that is not normally used for parking. And what I do, especially, is try to see if you've got steam.
Okay.
Steamed windows.
Next, we pull into a vineyard by the bridge on Gibson and take the path partway down to the river.
Oh, that river's way too fast for somebody to be under there right now.
I hope the couch shelf surfing
is
back. It helps if you know what you're looking for. As we drive towards Bush Creek, Gonzalez remembers a now homeless man who used to work at her family's business.
He always asked if he could park his car there so he could sleep there once in a while when he can't park his car anywhere else.
Where is it?
We pull up to the transfer station at the end of Main Street, but you can hear us talking ourselves out of hiking up the hill to see if anyone is camped out up there.
Are we going to crawl under a barbed wire fence?
I'm not.
Okay.
No, we don't have to.
Oh, be careful, there's a lot of glass.
Yeah. And apparently there have been bears up here in the past, so we might find some bears.
Let's go to Van Arsdale.
Okay.
We don't find anyone on the other side of the ridge or under the bridge on either side of the river. On the way out of town, we see the van Gonzalez had mentioned earlier.
And he is there because his van is right there.
Is it?
That's one. Yeah, that's his van.
Okay, count it. And he's a single, right?
Yep, he's
okay.
A single.
Well, good. I'm glad he has a place to be.
Teams spread out all across Mendocino County that day, counting people in shelters, vehicles, and tucked away in any corner they can find. On our way back to Ukiah, we see a pair of feet sticking out of a lean-to next to the freeway behind a Mexican restaurant. A few days later, I ran into a member of the team that was counting in that sector, and he was horrified. He hadn't counted that particular guy. The Continuum of Care, the consortium that tries to find solutions to homelessness, will approve the count and send it to HUD in April. Whatever the final number, we know it will be low by at least one. I'm Sarah Reith for the KRCB North Bay Report.